again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John. How are we this morning?
We are very good, in fact. The royal we.
It was a good, you know, great interview there that you'd done with the boys. It was really good.
It was really interesting because, they grew up in the 80s. They love the 80s music. And I love the 80s music as well. There's some real great songs in that decade.
Oh, there is. There is some good songs, though, John.
Are you a fan of...
Loads of good songs.
Have you got a favourite 80s song?
No, I like them all, really.
Yeah. I think likewise as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you were talking about that old day, you know, when you used to have them on... record and everything, you know, you're saying that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I love it. I've got my vinyl at home. I love it. You just get your record player out and you stick some records on. Do you still have vinyl?
No, I haven't now, John. No, I haven't got vinyl at all now. I mainly use CDs now.
Oh, okay. There's something about listening to a record, an actual record on vinyl, that's just so warming. But you go.
It's
lovely.
Yeah.
And you get the artwork and you get the notes and stuff in it as well. There you go. I could go on about how great vinyl is for a long time, but we need to find out what you've been up to. So, what's been happening with you then, Shay?
We've got a little bit of a grey sky here today because it's. You know, it's cooled down a bit, which I'm glad.
I'm very glad about that.
I'm so glad about it as well. So it's been a little bit overcast here today, but I've been out for a walk. I've been seeing my friends. So I've been doing that, really.
Where did you go for a walk then?
I just went for a walk around the town, really.
Okay.
Overhead.
Because I know we had Heritage Open Days over the last few weeks, and the last day of that today. I know they've got a self-guided walk around Leatherhead. You can download like a map, and then you can sort of follow and find out all about the history of Leatherhead. Because there's a lot of history in Leatherhead, isn't there?
There is indeed, John, yeah.
Yeah, including your favourite place where you like to go for a Sunday roast at the weekend, and that's the Running Horse.
That's right, the Running Horse pub, but there's going to be a jazz band down there today.
Oh, is there? Is that okay? So you're going to go and check them out?
I'm going to check them out, yeah.
Ooh, Sunday lunch and jazz, that's just the perfect way to spend a Sunday, isn't it?
It is indeed. So I'm going to check that out today, which should be good.
Brilliant. So you're going to have your Sunday roast. What's your choice of meat for today, then?
All three meats. I'm going to have roast beef, chicken, lamb, and roast potatoes. And plenty of vegetables.
I had lamb last night. Love a bit of lamb. That sounds nice. That does sound very nice.
It's really, really nice. I love it.
Really good. I went to a carvery actually the other week, and you know, one of those sort of carveries where you can fill your plate with as much veg. So I had all the different meats, and then I built this mountain of vegetables and tried to carry it to a table and not get gravy everywhere.
That's good. So I'm glad you didn't have too much gravy then, John.
No, I didn't. I thought I'm not going to put too much on because otherwise I'd have a trail of gravy over the floor and it wouldn't be very popular.
Whenever I have roast dinner, I don't like to have too much gravy on it.
No, you don't want your food swimming in gravy. Just enough just so you can taste it.
No.
There you go.
No.
You always talk of Sunday roast. It's making me very, very hungry, actually. One day I'm going to have to turn up at the Running Horse and have a Sunday roast of your show, I think.
Oh, well, one day you will, yeah.
Yeah,
one day.
Exactly.
You'll have to surprise me, though, John.
Yeah, I'll just turn up. I'll be like, hi.
Yeah. And if this be me, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Well, having a Sunday roast at the pub. What are you doing here, Shay?
That's right. So what are you up to for the rest of the day then, John?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I'm looking at this weather because I was planning on having a barbecue. I was thinking yesterday the weather was so nice. I think, you know what? Sunday I might have a barbecue. But actually, if it's raining, I might not do that. So I'm going to keep an eye on the weather, make a decision. I might go off and explore some of the places around the area for the Heritage Open Days. There's a last day of that. So some really interesting places. Like yesterday, Shay, I went to a 1930s grade 3 listed electrical control room by the railway in Woking. Right. That was really interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, got to go and see how they used to do things and hear from an expert who used to work there.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I went behind the scenes of a theatre as well yesterday in Walton-on-Thames at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse. That was fun. Got to have a little tour.
That's good. So you had a good time looking at that then. So have you ever looked behind scene of a theatre before, John?
I was actually, this particular theatre, it brought back memories because I was actually in pantomime many, many years ago at this particular theatre in Walton-on-Thames. I played Sir Guy of Gismore in Robin Hood. It reminded me, going behind the scenes of a theatre, as you go down to the area down below where you get changed and stuff, there's not much headroom, and being quite tall, I was worried I was going to bang my head. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good at all, John.
That would not be good. Waking up with a headache and hadn't even been any alcohol. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, have you ever been on stage, then, Shay?
Well, I've I have been on stage once, but I can't. I can't remember, but I have been on stage.
Ooh, we need to know details of this. I mean, you know, I'd pay to go and see your stage show, Shay. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, I think it would, wouldn't it?
It would.
No, it would.
Shay the Musical. So, okay, so if I had a musical, Shay the Musical with all your favourite songs on it. And if you had to have somebody who played you in Shay the Musical on stage, who would it be, do you reckon? Who would play you? Who would play Shay?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Tom Hanks, something like that.
Hanks or something like that.
Yeah,
you never know.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see if he's available. But yeah, that'd be amazing. We should do that.
He might be listening.
He might be. Hi, Tom Hanks. Yeah, he's a regular listener. Tom is to this station. You know, when he's getting ready to film his next Mission Impossible or whatever, he regularly tunes into Radio Woking.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, probably not.
Well, you just. Yeah, we don't know who's listening, but
we don't know.
No.
Yeah, so what are you up to this coming week then? What's happening in the new week, Shay?
In the new week, well, I've got my usual support staff coming, and then I'm seeing somebody tomorrow, aren't I?
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing, because we may have mentioned for new listeners who might have heard, Shay does a radio show, don't you, on Surrey Hills Radio, and you're their first visually impaired presenter. And I'm going to help you out, because the usual person that helps you push the buttons and stuff, they're not available tomorrow. So I'm going to go along and learn about how you actually put a radio show together as someone with visual impairment. So that's going to be really interesting.
It's going to be really good. So yeah. So it'd be nice, like, to hear how it's all done.
Yeah, and we're going to record some stuff about, you know, how you do it. So we might put that on our inclusive radio show, the Sunny Sessions, which you can hear on a Wednesday morning here on Radio Woking and on Surrey Hills Radio as well. So listen out for that. But it is amazing what you do, Shay. It really is, and it's it just sounds really good.
It does. It does. It's actually my gift, actually, because I've always wanted to do something like this, and it's a great, and it's my dream come true. They actually come through, you know.
There you go. It's brilliant, and it's really good that, you know, you're able to do that and able to get over sort of the barrier around your disability and just do what you love doing. That is that's so special and so important. So yeah, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow to help you out with that one. What else is happening then? Anything else happening on the horizon that's exciting in your life?
Not a lot, John, no. Not very much, no.
Okay. Chilled out week. Did a radio show and spent the rest of the week recovering.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Any trips to a kebab shop planned this week?
Oh, well, you never know. I don't let on about that.
Oh, no, we keep that one quiet. Well, have a good week, Shay. And it's been it's been really good to talk to you. And, good luck for everything tomorrow.
And you. All right, then.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you very much, Shay. There we go. Shay in Leatherhead. Back again. We'll see you later, Shay.
See you later, John.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.